standard to stereotypic, a tight situation. Steve quickly stashed the stereo behind a large statue and walked over to the hotel restaurant. The food was only standard here, offering only a few staple meals. But Steve was starved. He didn't care. He was just hungry and glad to have not been captured for his statutory crime. As he began his meal, Steve was startled to see a police car steer suddenly towards the hotel restaurant. He kept quiet and steady when the policeman walked in and sat just behind him. "Isn't that just stereotypical? We get a tip from someone, and we're still too late," one policeman said to the other. "That's another one to add to the statistics. It all stems from the fact that this city is steeped in crime." "No one tells the truth anyhow," said the other. "Yeah, but this contact was so sure. And she wasn't your normal contact stereotype. She even gave us the name, description, and marital status of the guy. He's broken every statute in the book. Steve something or other." Steve froze. Someone had betrayed him. But he couldn't make a move. They might see him. So he kept stationary. Maybe they would leave. "So what's the guy look like?" said the second cop. "Just a minute. I wrote it here on my wife's stationery. Okay, here it is." Steve couldn't stay static anymore. He waved to the bill and stood up to go pay. Then Steve's face went stark white. "Hey, buddy, you dropped your wallet," the cop said to Steve. "Thanks." Steve turned around, smiled, took his wallet from the cop, and walked away. When the cops ran out of the restaurant several minutes to get Steve, he was long gone.